Welcome back to another episode of Reality, where I'm going to be bringing you all the gossip you need to know. Don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel and Snapchat show. Now, the Love Island Villa is heating up, so we've got to talk about it. We've got to debrief. I'm not alone. I'm with Harris and Anna-Mae, everybody. Oh, my voice is going because there's just too much. We've been gossiping a lot already before the camera started rolling. You're back from South Africa. You're tanned. Your skin's looking... I compliment both of your skin, by the way, because you're very, like... slick, silk, tan.
Foundation.
Yeah.
Foundation.
But you've also had a nice holiday, haven't you? South Africa. How was that for you two?
It was lovely, wasn't it? It was really hot. It was freezing in the nights, though. So windy. What? I don't know if you've seen. I don't know if you've seen the first couple of episodes. All of our hair is just like that.
Yeah, I saw. I'm like, guys, is there a blizzard? Like, what's going on? Is it like a tornado? Awful.
I think we were in a bit of a storm. I think.
Yeah,
I think it was. So I do think it was. On
the
first night.
That's the real Winter Love Island people. Yeah. The real Winter Love Island.
It's summer out there though. So
is it?
Yeah, I didn't really expect
it
that.
It's summer out there, yeah.
It was the first couple of nights.
On the first night, it was good though. On the first night, like, we was getting in the flow, but yeah, it was quite windy.
Wow.
My pajama came out and her dress was a bit. Like open, and she was having to do that because
it was
close the dress, you know what I mean? Because it was that windy, and
wow.
All the girls were shivering with the goosebumps, and I was just there with the jacket. I was like, nice.
Yeah, but that must have been like quite a surreal experience. Like, right, I'm in South Africa, I'm on Love Island. How did that whole thing feel? Like, from the first day
we didn't,
walked in the villa,
do you know what? I didn't really think I was going on until I was actually in the villa.
Why?
So they were like, right, 3, 2, 1, you've got to walk out for the first couple in. I didn't even think I was there. I still haven't really processed it now, but I think then I was a bit like, shit, this is real now.
But I heard that some people don't know they're going to be in until, like, you get told or something like that.
Basically, the same was, you're not actually in the villa until you step
really?
Into the double doors, like, sort of thing. And me and Shaq were the first two boys on. So, like, it was like a surreal moment. Like, it was crazy. Like, when they said, Harris, you're going to be in, like, first, I was like, oh, my God, then...
Were you nervous? Right.
I was a bit nervous, but I was more excited than nervous. Like, I'll be honest. I was like, okay, first one in, get the, do you know what I mean? Get the flow of things, see it first and stuff like that. But yeah, I was more excited than nervous, you could say.
Yeah. But I like how you two kind of started your journey together, didn't you?
Yeah, we started it together, didn't we? Finished it together as well.
That's it. I stepped forward for Anna-Mae. I think Kai beat me on the looks and the height. I think everyone could see.
Oh, Anna-Mae.
Girl,
what's wrong with you? What's wrong with you?
I think,
why? He's a handsome chap.
Yeah, he's handsome. You're not really my type, but...
Excuse me.
Yeah. I think it was just the first instance, like, Kai was the tallest, he's the one I seen first, and there was a lot of eye contact there as well.
Yeah.
So I think that's why I picked Kai, but then I got him stolen twice. So.
Sorry, I want to be nosy and ask, why is he not your type? Is it like the age? What is it?
Who? Harris. I don't really know. I don't know.
Come on, you can't be pieing the boy.
No, he's a nice boy. You're a nice boy, but yeah, you're just not for me.
Come on, Harris, give her one of your best chat-up lines. You've got this.
Well, I gave her the chat-up line on the first night.
We want another one. We want one right now. Come on, you've got this.
What was that?
The chat-up line. Do you like wine gums? If you like wine gums, wine your gums round these.
Oh, no.
I said that on the first night.
That is awful. So bad.
If you like wine gums, then a girl says yeah, and I'll be like, oh yeah, wine your gums out of these.
Hold on, explain that, guys, because always say, if you like wine gums.
So if I was to ask Anna-Mae, do you like wine gums? She says yeah, then wine your gums out.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
On these, the private...
Do you know what? Let's give him some love. Let's give him some respect. Let's give him some...
Right, if you actually wanted to chat up a girl, you wouldn't actually say that, would you?
I wouldn't say that, but yeah, I'm not one of them. Good, one of them to have like a certain chat line.
Yeah.
I think the two looks a big thing in a club. The two look, go over.
Eye contact.
Eye contact is a big thing. Yeah, I think the eye contact's the main thing. Then just introduce myself, and I think it's a win-win for me.
Yeah. And you had your eyes on Kai.
Yeah.
What attracted you to him?
He's tall, dark and handsome. I think it was the initial like eye contact in the first instance. When I seen him, I was just like, right, picking Kai. Didn't really see anyone else. Yeah. I was just looking at Kai when I walked in. Mm. So I think that's why I picked him.
Yeah. And how do you feel about him and Tanyelle?
Yeah, fine, is what it is. I think we recoupled, picked Kai, tried, had a bit of a flirt before the recouple, so I thought, do you know what, I like a bit of Kai, fancied him, and then I think after we recoupled, it just weren't that. We had nothing in common.
I saw you say in an interview that Kai gave you the ick.
Yeah.
How? What did he do?
There was a few things. So one night we all went to bed, and you know, like, everybody has their, like, little chats in bed.
Yeah.
Well, he was just talking to me and I just had my eyes closed. I was like, no, I'm ready to go to sleep. Like, when I want to sleep, I want to sleep.
Yeah.
And he just, you know what he did, didn't you? Go on.
What did he do?
He just had, like, blowing in my face. He was like, and I went, what are you doing? And he's like, I'm just trying to be annoying. Or, do you know how he speaks? And then, like, he puts the quilt over my head and he's like, so, see, back home, all of these girls just dumped me. And I'm like, why?
Why?
Why? And he's like, don't know, they must just get bored of me. And I'm like, that's not something you tell
That's not something to be proud of,
that's
babe.
Really not. And I remember sitting thinking, no. No, this is absolutely not. Like, no, that's, no.
Wow.
No.
It was crazy because, obviously, from the get-go, Kai was like, he was the villain, wasn't he? He had three girls pick him on the opener. Yeah. So, like, I was a bit like, okay, no problem. We'll see if he's got the chat.
Yeah.
And Kai has got the chat. He's got the look. But when Anna May told us as, like, she told, like, two people, then we gave him stick for that. Like, we kept going, like, what's going to do?
I had him brought up to him.
Then he was, like, he was singing an Oliver Twist song.
Yeah, he was. And I was like, I told him, because I used to do drama when I was younger, and I did for years. Oh, and I did Oliver Twist one year. And I was just telling him, he asked me what shows I did, so I said, like, Oliver Twist, Annie, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And he was like, oh, I know Oliver Twist songs. But I remember we were in bed. Everybody's having their little cutches, you know, having their little, you know, what's it called? Pillow talk.
Yeah,
and he's
talk,
singing Oliver Twist songs to me.
Wow.
Yeah. Attractive, isn't it?
Us lads gave him a bit of stick for that one.
Damn. You must have been like, I'm out.
Yeah. I'm out. It was a bit of a nick, to be honest. Wow. So, yeah, I was a bit unlucky in there.
Fair enough. And you, mister, with Olivia, tell us all about that. Because obviously, I said this to you before, from the way it looked on screen, correct me if I'm wrong, it looks like, you know, Olivia was very much Tom, and you were the side piece.
Yeah, okay.
But what was it like? Because obviously, I'm commenting as a viewer, you were in there. Yeah. So what's the tea?
Yeah, so the behind the scenes, like, from the moment, obviously, me and Olivia, laid eyes on each other's mutual attraction, you could say. But mine and Olivia's relationship was good, man. Like, we flew so good. Like, the flow, everything was good. And I think most of the things that got leaked wasn't, like, the side that I actually had with Olivia. Like, when I came back home and I asked my mum and dad, did you see this, and the sisters, and they was like, no, Aris. I was a bit shocked, to be honest. I was like, well, I was doing this, I was doing that. But
so what didn't we see of you and Olivia then?
It was just, like, the funny side, like, the flirty side. I was flirting with Olivia a lot, do you know what I mean? The chats that we had, the things that we used to do and get up to, it was going well. So in my head, obviously,
it was reciprocated.
Tom was always in the picture, I knew that, but I still backed myself quite a lot. And yeah, it was a shame, obviously, it had to end, because I feel like just before, obviously, me getting dumped, me and Olivia was in a good place.
Really?
Yeah.
But do you feel like if you stayed on for a bit longer, then you could have actually stolen Olivia's heart fully.
I think so, because I always had Tanyelle. Tanyelle was like the get-go to me. She always used to tell me, like, don't worry about Olivia. She's with you. She's into you, Aris. Don't worry. You've just got to show her the mature side, which was obviously a big thing for her because she was 6 years older than me. I think the age was a bit of a... I had a bit of bad luck, man, in there. Do you know what I mean? But, yeah, Tanyelle used to always tell me. She'd be like, Aris, don't worry about it. She's into you. Just reassure me. And I felt like I brought the affectionate side out of Olivia more than what Tom did. So, yeah.
Why do you think that is?
Because obviously Tom were coupled up with Olivia, and when we used to have like chats in the morning, you know, on the Sunday, then people had asked, did you have a cuddle with her and that? And it'd be like, no. Then when I got in bed with her, I was cuddling her, I was touching toes and all this.
So he's less affectionate, do you feel, maybe?
You could say, yeah, I brought that side out of Olivia, and she did mention it to the girls and stuff like that. The girls used to tell me insights, you know what I mean? Just get my hopes
did
up a bit.
Did she mention it to the girls?
She mentioned it to Tanyelle and Tanya, because they told me.
And what did the girls tell you she said?
That's what you bring out, the affectionate side and the funny side and all that stuff.
And why did you question that? Did you not hear that?
No.
From the girls?
I don't know if you... Was you close to Olivia?
I was quite close with Olivia. I don't know. Who was she closest to, though?
I think she was closest to Tanyelle.
Do you?
Yeah.
And tell me about your nighttime chats with Olivia.
Yeah, so obviously when Olivia did pick me, I was buzzing. I was like, okay. Like, sharing a bed in there with a girl... It's like a big thing, man.
It's not even over-exaggerating.
Like, you're sleeping with them. Yeah, I think the first night we had a little bit of a cuddle, but, like, the second and third, like, got a bit more, like, affectionate and, yeah.
Affectionate in what way?
Chats and just a cuddle inside, like, the head on the chest and stuff like
no
that.
No kisses?
Like, nah, no kisses.
Oh, were you nervous to chime in and do it?
I had a cold sore for 3 days.
What?
Yeah, I had a cold
sore. Did you see it?
Nah, yeah.
Oh, that's the worst. Yeah. Do you know what? I swear to God, cold sores are the worst. Yeah. They come at the most inconvenient times.
The beer pong challenge, I couldn't kiss on that. I couldn't kiss on something else. So, like, 3 days, I was out.
So, you actually told by producers you can't kiss?
Yeah.
I was taking about 8 tablets a day, so I was like, to get it away, because I was like that fuming. I was like, we need to get rid of this. Like, I'm on
what?
TV. Like,
but did everyone see it? Yeah, was it like a conversation?
He was coming into the girls' dressing room for his makeup done every day by Lana.
Oh my god!
I was like, put some makeup on my coastal.
Yeah, little touches.
So by the time the coastal had gone, was that when you got booted off, or was there still time?
I think it was a day. Because I kissed Olivia on the space challenge.
Yeah.
And when she picked me, I kissed her twice. Then.
Wow. Yeah.
And that was the day when it went. Then that day I got kicked off. So it was like.
Oh my god!
So you could say, yeah, probably, yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah. What do you guys think about this whole Zara and Olivia thing?
Oh.
So, yeah, Zara came in and literally within the moment of seeing Olivia, oh my God, hugged them. And
They were friends before,
yes.
They knew each other before.
Yes, they knew each other before. So then we was like, as the lads and the girls, we was like, no way, they know each other then. I think the situation with
Zara... So hold on, when you say they hugged, oh my gosh, they did it like, they were like, they're girls.
It was so funny because they were screaming, they're like, oh my God, you know, Olivia, oh my God, Zara.
Yeah.
And then Olivia's like, girls, you're gonna love her. You're all gonna love it.
Really?
Then, yeah, and then we had the beer pong challenge and just shit hit the fan.
Shit hit the fan.
It was actually bad.
Zara picking Olivia wasn't a big thing because Zara knew Olivia. I know if she would have picked...
Yeah, but I think Olivia took that more personally. If Zara had picked me or any of the other girls, because she didn't know us, she would naturally have a reason to back herself about the two-faced. Because she could have actually picked two boys.
Yeah.
Zara could have.
So she
but
just...
she picked Olivia and... She didn't even have time to think, did she? She just did it.
She just did it, man. And we was
it like...
It was like
a two-faced,
like...
and then
now,
she went...
Now, after that happened, obviously, because we only saw the edit on TV, like, what was the energy like in the villa?
Well, straight away, after all the beer pong, Olivia went off with Tanyelle and started crying. So then I was like, oh, my God. I was coupled up with Olivia, so then I just walked into the dressing room.
You weren't. You were coupled up with me.
I kept
oh dear, we can see why that didn't work out, but carry on.
So walked straight in the dressing room. Olivia's having a little bit of a cry with Tanyelle. Walked over to Olivia, it's fine, don't worry about it. Then Zara was like, she was a bit emotional as well. She was like, I don't want her to be like that. And yeah, it was a bit emotional that night, man. It was a bit crazy, but yeah, Olivia took it to heart.
Yeah, I think it just made it worse because then Zara picked Tom.
Yeah.
And then Tom picked Zara for his.
It's like a, it was like a...
And it was like, it was as if... Ooh. I don't know if it was, but I think Olivia just felt as if it was just being rubbed in her face.
It was like 3-0. Yeah. I picked Zara. Yeah, yeah, I picked Zara for the dance as well, for the pole dance. Olivia, no, Zara then picked Tom. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, Zara that day just had the edge.
Yeah, and I think Olivia thought of it as, like, I'm calling you Two-Face and I'm taking your man.
Yeah.
Like, that's what it kind of came across like.
So what are all these rumours about? Is it Tanya and Zara having a disagreement?
It's come from you.
Said that, yeah. What happened?
I was in the
picture of this. Zara, she made a comment saying that Olivia was quite insecure.
Yeah.
Then Tanya came downstairs, and I was already downstairs next to the girls' changing rooms. Then Tanya came in and said, oh, I don't appreciate you saying that.
Ooh.
Because Olivia was having, like, a little bit of a, like, breakdown sort of thing upstairs, thinking she took it to heart. Then Tanyelle came downstairs in the changing rooms when Zara was in there. It was me, Jesse and Zara. Then Tanyelle was like, you don't say that, you shouldn't say that. But then Tanyelle and Zara had a little bit of a argument sort of thing. Said to Tanyelle, I was like, oh, just go upstairs, just leave it out. Then Zara started crying. Then I was like, Zara, I don't think anyone's asked you if you're all right. Are you all right? Hugged it out. And I feel like that night, Zara was on her own sort of thing. Out of respect,
which
I feel
night
like.
Was that?
It was the night when they had that big argument.
Oh, you know,
when
Zara I was in the beach chat when that happened.
Yeah. Guys, can we talk about this? Because I feel like people are like, the way people are describing and talking about Zara, it's as though, you know, she's coming at people. But I feel like she herself has emotions as well.
Zara.
Yeah. So like, I respect what you did, but why do you think that's the case? Like, why are people like coming for Zara?
Zara was the perfect bombshell. She came in, she literally took Tom from Olivia. That is literally what she did. Mm. She was the perfect bombshell. Everyone got along with her. I just think after the Olivia situation with the beer pong, obviously Olivia was an original. She was the OG with the girls, so she had a better relationship with the rest of the girls. I'm not saying Anna made it like Zara or anyone.
She was never left alone, or Zara.
Yeah.
Like, if I think that night we all made sure Olivia was okay and we went up to the terrace to have a chat, but Tanya did stay with Zara, and we weren't long having a chat because we didn't want to make it seem like we were slagging Zara off, because we weren't. Just making sure Olivia was okay, because I think she was excited about Zara being there, and then all of this happened.
Some people on social media are basically saying that maybe Zara was being too overprotective over Tom.
She's been overprotective the past few days. Like, I've watched this like episodes back, and you can see like, When Olivia took off her chat, she was like questioning why she did that. Like, I don't think Zara should have done that. Like, you can't question someone for taking someone for a chat. Mm. And I feel like she did get over a protective sort of thing, and she was giving that energy. Then that did put a lot of the girls and boys off. And Tom said, that's going to put me off, because Tom is so chill. Like, their
completely
relationship
opposite,
is crazy, because Zara's fiery, spicy, like she brings energy.
But I think she might have scared him off a little bit though, Tom.
She definitely did. Tom said, as like he always used to say with the boys, he's like, I feel like if she's going to act like that, it's just going
to... But when you say Zara scared off Tom, what's she done to scare him?
The
off?
Energy, just the just the fact that she's being a bit more overprotective than Tom would want her to be, like,
I think,
do you know what I mean? Like, a little bit like, just chill out, relax. It's been a few days.
Yeah.
Just chill. Because Tom, at that point, still wanted to get to know Olivia.
Yeah.
But Zara was just not wanting that to happen.
Yeah, Zara's very, like, fiery. Do you know what I mean? And I think Tom's very, like, chill, easygoing.
Mm. Fiery in what way, do you reckon?
I don't know. Like, I think it just doesn't take much with Zara to, like, you know, I don't know what the word is.
She knows what she wants, and when she wants it, she's going to give it 100%. And however she does that, she doesn't care.
Yeah, and
like, she doesn't care about anyone's opinion.
She's not scared to hear opinions either, like whatever she thinks she says sort of thing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Whereas Tom's a bit more laid back. He doesn't like a problem.
Yeah. And do we feel like now, obviously, Zara and Tom have officially called it quits, do you feel like Olivia and
Tom... I was a bit confused by
Tom,
that, because she seemed really calm when
but maybe she's just like accepted it.
I think Zara just had enough. She didn't want to be in the limelight of like just being in the second a picture. Like, she was like sort of a second option, because Tom was still wanting to get to know Olivia.
Yeah.
So then she thought, no, I'm not being a second option. I don't blame her for that. She's obviously squished it with Tom, but Tom obviously spoke to Olivia,
yeah,
and like clarified that he wanted to get to know her. Then he's kissing Ellie on the terrace,
mm,
and I was like, "Wow, this is mad!" Like Tom is a nice guy, like,
yeah,
like from the bottom of my heart. I'm not just saying this because obviously.
So where do we think this is gonna go then? Do we feel like Olivia and Tom are gonna just like somehow find their ways back to each other?
After that kiss with Ellie, Zara is never, I don't think she'll ever have like respect for Tom.
Yeah.
I don't think Olivia's gonna be 50-50 with Tom. Mm. Then Ellie, I don't know. I think like Ellie stuck it on Tom.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
More than what Tom did, but then Tom, on the actual video, he actually puts his hand out. Yeah. Mm. So it's crazy.
But I don't think Olivia will kick off about that. I think she'll be more pissed off about the fact that they had the chat and then that happened straight away. But it was horrible to watch because Olivia was downstairs in the kitchen talking to the girls while he's up there with Ellie kissing her. So she's talking about Tom and he's upstairs with Ellie, and it was just a bit like, oh no. Like, I wish I could just like scream at the TV and be like, Liv, no.
So where do we think Zara's going to go next? Because I've heard a lot of chat. David was on here last week and spoke about how actually Zara and Shaq were getting along really, really well. Zara now on screen, we're very much seeing, you know, Shaq and Tanya. But actually, do we feel like Zara could head back towards Shaq?
Shaq was the first boy that I walked in the villa with, and we described our types, and the way he described his types was Zara.
Yeah.
And when Zara did come in, he did clarify to the lads, that is my type on the outside world.
But did he say that that is his type over Tanya?
Well, on paper, yeah, you could say that Zara was his type more than Tanya. Like, he didn't say Tanya was his type. He said Zara is. And he started to get to know Zara, but then I think Tanya sort of took it to heart a little bit. Then she started taking Tom for chats just to like sort of piss Shaq off. But Shaq did mention it's going to take him a miracle to change his mind. But I feel like if Zara sticks it on Shaq...
Will Shaq have it?
I think Shaq will play with it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
I think he's not going to say no to that.
I had a chat with Shaq the day that we left, actually. Mm. And I asked him, what's the situation with him and Zara? Because I didn't know anything about it. And Tanya had mentioned it to me because she was going to pull Shaq for a chat. And I was like, oh, what's going on here? You know, I want to know all the goss. And yeah, he did say he was really interested. Like, they've got something in common.
So even when you left, he still said he's really interested in Zara.
Yes.
Has he made this clear to Tanya?
No, he didn't make this clear to Tanya.
So why is he not making it clear to Tanya? Because Tanya needs to know.
Me and Kai mentioned that to him on the beanbags. I don't know if it's got leaked or anything because I've not really gone back and watched that episode properly. But me and Kai said, you need to get this. You need to just sit down with Tanya and just tell her what you are thinking. Like, we said that. And I don't think he's actually sat down and like told her that, but I think they're in a good place now, but I think if Zara does stick it on him, I don't think he's going to say no. Because I feel like when you have that sexual attraction to someone at the start, you're not going to lose that, are you?
Yeah.
Zara comes up, nice little swaggy walk up to him, texts him for chats, flirty. He's not going to like...
Gosh, but some people might argue that he's playing a game a bit with Tanya. If he said that to you on the last day, I want it to be real, but if he said that to you on the last day, then I'm confused.
And that was what day? Last Monday?
Yes.
So that was only a week ago today. Yeah. But I think you can still say it's early days, but then again, it's not, because you're with these people 24 hours a day.
Mm.
So really, even though I was with you guys for like, how long? Nine days? It's like getting to know someone on the outside, that's like a good couple of weeks, isn't it?
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I think if he's not 100% in it now, or I'd say maybe 80% in it now, then you know, when Casa Amor and stuff comes like that, it's going to be a problem.
Ooh, I'm scared for Casa, guys. I'm scared for Casa.
You've got to understand, an hour of the day out of 24 hours, only an hour gets put out there.
Yeah.
And little bits, you've got to understand, a lot more goes on. Like, the situations, like, with me and Olivia or, like, with other people, there's a lot more that what goes on that doesn't get leaked. Everyone's got to understand that. Do you know what I mean? Like, when you're in there, like, Anna
it's difficult because, like, I've come home now, my parents will be like, oh, this happened on TV. I'll be like, oh, but did you see that conversation? Because that's why
that was on TV.
And they're like, no.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, okay. Do you know what I mean? So it's hard because, yeah, like you said, well, it's not even an hour. It's like 45 minutes.
Yeah, 45 minutes an hour and little bits gets broken down to. So there's a lot more going on than what people obviously know or think of.
Yeah. And oh my days, what happened between you and Shaq that night? I will never forget that episode. That episode was crazy. There was so much drama in that episode and it ended off with you and Shaq's argument.
David were doing his thing, obviously... snogged Tanya for 30 seconds. That was a big thing. Then Tanya went and kissed three boys.
Yeah.
And Shaq wasn't in the picture. Then we sat down as a
boy. Why are you laughing?
That's just Tanya. Tanya.
As boys do, we just had a boys' chat. I was literally sat across David and literally just smirked him. And I just went, how was the kiss with Tanya? Shaq was literally on the other side and he heard me.
Red.
And boom, he just replied with, Harris, what are you shit-steering for this? And I took that to heart a little bit. I was like, oh, I'm not shit-steering, but I wish I didn't say it in the moment, but the energy that Shaq gave me, I felt like I couldn't just sit there and take that. So he said, shut the fuck up. I said, shut the fuck up. Then we both stood up and it wasn't going to get any more. Yeah, it wasn't going to get any more than what we actually did, just to have a little argument. But then, yeah, went back, small fire. We went back to the small fire pit. I shook his hand. Then, the situation with Shaq, I just thought like...
And you were like, what did you say? You said, stop dadding me or something.
Yeah, stop dadding me. I feel like... I sat down, I was going to let him have his say, but I feel like he was mentioning my age, the immaturity, and I don't think I was. And he mentioned, like, oh, everyone thinks you're...
Did you find that quite patronising?
Yeah, you could say, do you know what I mean? So I thought, I've got a dad for that, or don't try dad me, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But at the end, we did sort it out, we did hug it out, and yeah, it was crazy. It was I don't want bad blood with anyone in the villa, do you know what I mean? I'm in there, we're going to be living with each other for 24 hours a day, we're going to be eating breakfast, dinner. I don't want bad blood. That's what I didn't want. And we eventually sorted it out. We hugged it out. And Shaq was the first boy that I went in with. So
good,
I didn't want anything like that to come across. And
I'm glad you blessed it.
Yeah.
But you know what? Everyone right now is rooting for Ron and Lana. And I know Ron's eyes are obviously wondering, like he's looking at everyone that comes in. But I don't know, something does tell me that like, it's going to get to a stage where they both kind of just come back and just stay till the end. What do you reckon? How did it feel in there?
So
for you two?
When we were in the villa, I like was saying to Lana, like, you're literally joint at the hip. When they're talking, like, they're there all day.
Yeah.
And they get along so well. And it's just nice to watch them. Like, they're really happy around each other.
Yeah.
To be honest, though, I'm a bit shocked from what I've seen of Ron. Like, I haven't actually watched it back, but like, I've seen stuff on TikTok and stuff of things that he's said, and I'm a bit like, oh my god, I'm a bit shocked, because I thought they were like really, really into each other. So I've seen Lana's taking a bit of a step back now, but didn't he say that he was interested in the new girl? Is it
Sammy? So
I'm a bit like, ooh. But
I think it's both Kai and Ron.
Do kind of like, if Ron does try on with Sammy, I think he may just be like, oh no, and then go back to Lana. Like, nah, I can just see them go back together all the time.
Yeah. I think the situation with Ron is his type on paper is petite brunette.
Yeah.
And Sammy is petite brunette.
Yeah.
The situation with Lana, I'm rooting for Ron and Lana. I do want them to win.
Mm.
Like Anna May said.
But they're the likely winners now, I think.
I feel like it is genuine. They do like each other. The chats that they used to have, we used to see them all the time. Like, they always used to be together. They always, I don't know, they had everything.
Mm.
Like, what a boy or girl would want in their relationship. But yeah, if he goes to Sammy, I don't think Lana's going to allow it, like, let it slide. She's just going to go straight to Spencer.
Yeah.
She's going to go straight to Spencer.
Really?
Goes to Sammy, and Sammy wants Ron or Tom. She said that that's who she's interested in. So, and they're both from London. I think Sammy's going to sway towards Ron. Ron has got chat. And when he starts chatting, there's not many girls that are not going to, do you know what I mean?
Yikes.
He can chat. He's got the vibes. he's got everything. Do you know what
he's
I mean?
Just
he's
a
good
really
lad.
Cool guy, yes. Isn't he?
Yeah.
Wow.
And I think soon as Lana sees that, because Lana's took it to heart a little bit that he's wanted to get to know Ellie, and that's not even his type. And imagine, do you know what I mean? Yeah. You've got to see it like that. That is his type. He said on the last episode that is his type. If I was to draw anyone, it'd be Sammy. So you can't, do you know what I mean? It's a big thing.
Hold on. Did you not see this? You know when you were both dumped, the Love Island social media account obviously shared the video.
Yeah.
Jax commented on that video.
Yeah, I've seen that.
And said something like, you know, I can take her or whatever. Like, yeah. Have you spoken to him?
No.
What do you think?
That's
Would you...
all in my DMs is you and Jax. I'm like, no, we've had no contact. I've seen the comment.
You've seen the comment?
There's been fan pages made and stuff called Jackson Anime. It's crazy.
So you haven't spoken to him at all?
No.
What is your type?
Yeah, I think he's fair.
So would you be open to, like, if he did reach out, would you be open to get to know him or speak to him?
I don't know, maybe.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that. Yeah, be open, you're looking for love after all.
Yeah, there's
nothing
wrong with that. Yeah, he is good looking. Yeah, he's good looking. I don't know.
Fair enough. Cool.
I would never slide in the DMs anyway.
Why?
No, they gotta come to me. They gotta come to me.
I love that.
Yeah.
Who in the villa right now is just playing the game, not looking for love? They just want the fame and the money.
Jesse.
Yeah, I agree. I think Jesse as well.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Because I feel like she came in. Will was the only single boy.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong, I love Jesse to bits. But she came in, Will was the only single boy, and she didn't really give any of the other boys a chance.
Mm.
It was just straight on
so
to Will.
So you felt like she felt like... Do you feel like she felt like
I
Will
think,
was a safe option?
Yeah.
He needed someone.
Yeah.
He's a favourite.
Yeah. And I think she's watched it before coming in, so she knows Will's very, very liked.
Yeah.
I could be wrong. Mm-hmm. But that's what I think, because she hasn't given anyone else a chance. She's just gone straight to Will.
Interesting.
Not really spoken. You know, she went on a date with Tom, but only because she could pick two people.
Yeah, Jesse's type on paper wasn't Will. When she first actually had chats with
Your
Will,
face.
she came back saying that I see him as a friend more than anything.
So what?
Like, yeah, the first chat that she had with Will, and she was like, she was mentioning about how he was giving her a little bit of an ick, and I was, what? Well, she didn't.
Is
actually,
it?
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
But I'm not saying obviously that can like obviously that's changed over the past few days or past week or so that she's met him, but trust me, man, like we didn't think
no, you lot came to spill the tea today.
We didn't think that she was gonna actually get with Will, like 100%. I didn't have that. I thought Tom was sort of in the picture more than Will, but Will, he brings obviously the funny side out of himself and everyone likes him.
Yeah.
I think Will's been bang on. Will's into her. Mm. Will is actually into her, but
yeah
I think
really,
it landed perfect for Will though.
He really toned it down when she came in, actually, because we'd all us girls had gave him some like advice on how to like approach a girl. Because he tried chatting up Zara, and next minute he's like, "Come on, Zara," and she's doing like a strut across the pool.
We
literally gave him, it wasn't even 2 minutes; it was 30 seconds. He went over to speak to her, and me and Tanya were pissing ourselves off, and we're like, "Oh
my god,
he can't even have 30 seconds." But that's just Will. No, he's amazing.
Fair enough.
We were like, right, Will, you know, give it the smooth talk. And then crack a joke.
Yeah, okay, that's some good advice.
But he's amazing, I said, never change.
Cool.
He's
awesome.
Amazing.
Who's my boy, man?
Next one, and you have to pick a firm side. Whose side are you on, Zara or Olivia?
Olivia.
Why?
Because I felt like when Zara came in, it was like bang, bang, bang. Like, problem with Olivia. Maybe she just wanted to come in and take Tom. Mm. But, like, the other day when Olivia went for a chat with Tom and Olivia kind of kicked off about it, I just thought that was a little bit irrelevant.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just drama for no reason. Because I think she knew that was going to cause
what
a little
we, what
bit
you
of
thinking,
drama.
Harris? I can see you're
Zara's
ready to
a
play.
Good girl. Zara's a nice girl. She's all about herself sort of thing, though, as well. Like, Olivia... Obviously, she's obviously there to find love. Don't get me wrong. So is Zara. It's not about me. Like, I think Olivia's more like a girl's girl as well. Like, I think Zara's just literally, she's in like her own lane. And being in a villa with people who you're living with and stuff like that, it's going to be hard just to do that, you've got to have a connection with everyone and the boy that you're actually wanting to be with. And I feel like a lot of people did start to like see things that Zara was saying, or like her actions that people didn't want to see, and people didn't want to, like, people didn't expect. But yeah, obviously I was coupled up with Olivia. I had a better relationship with Olivia than Zara, and yeah, I'm rooting for Olivia.
Cool. And which couple is the least compatible?
Kai and Tanya.
Ooh. Yeah, I think Tanya's head will turn. I've seen Kai's. I don't know. I felt like when I coupled up with Kai, there was a lot more effort from Tanya's side.
Ooh.
Like, she was quite laid back. Like, he's going to make me breakfast. He's going to make me a coffee. Like, the man does everything for me. But then when I coupled up with him and he started talking to me, even before we coupled up, she was, like, making him breakfast and stuff, and I was a bit like...
Tanya was making...
Yeah.
Was she?
Or she was planning to then, maybe. I don't know if she went through it, but she was talking about it.
Yeah.
So she was doing a lot more with Kai. She was spending a lot more time with him. So I don't know. I don't know whether that was just to stay safe, though.
Interesting.
Because she kind of changed with
him. What's your opinion?
My opinion was Kai was the one chasing Tanya, then... That's why, obviously, you was always in the picture for Kai.
Mm.
You was always in the picture. But that's why Kai pursued things a lot more with you than Tanya at the start, because Tanya wasn't giving him that much. I'll be honest, I don't think Tanya was giving him that much. But then when Kai started to pursue things with Anna May, that's when Tanya thought, oh, okay, I've got to up it a bit and like step it up and start to show him that I'm actually into him. Then she did that, and obviously Kai swayed towards Tanyel. But I think Tanyel is still waiting for her dream man. She's Kai's not her type on
so
paper.
You think she's just settling at the moment?
And did you see Kai last night on the episode took Sammy for a chat straight away? I feel like he's willing to get to know Sammy, and
I know.
He's always mentioning that he's not in a relationship, Kai. He always did mention that, and I feel like Casper and Moore is going to be big if they do make it to that.
Yeah, hopefully Tanya doesn't dump him.
Who is most likely to have their head turned? Most likely.
Tanya out of the girls.
Boys.
Kai.
I'd go and say Tom now after watching last night's episode. His head's spinning.
Tom's
literally, you have an exorcist thing that's spinning around and around and around.
Tom's always gonna like let girls like be in the picture. Like Tom's always gonna, any girl that walks in, he's always gonna be willing to get to know her.
Yeah.
I don't think he's not a bad lad. He's not got a bad bone in his body to like try and make a girl upset or anything.
Yeah.
But I just feel like any girl that walks in, he's going to be willing to get to know her. But out of the boys, I think Kai's willing to get, I think he's Kai.
Wow.
Kai.
I wonder what will happen there, though. I wonder if she'll be interested in him.
In who?
Kai.
Sammy?
Mm.
I think Sammy's going to be interested in Ron the most.
Ooh.
I think the chat that Ron's going to give and the chat that she wants, I think Ron's going to be the person. I think Ron's gonna.
I think Ron's gonna
go for a mate.
As well, I think Ron kind of thinks he's fucked it a bit with Lana.
Yeah.
Because he gave, was it Ellie gave a bit of a chance,
and
then he thought, actually no, I'm gonna go back to Lana, and then the other girl comes in.
He didn't fuck it up with Lana. He messed it up a little bit, but this girl Sammy's come in. He's gonna be willing to get to know her, give her all these chats, and when
if he gets to know Sammy now, he may have fucked it up a little bit.
I think
she will eventually go back.
Yeah.
I think he may have fucked it for now.
He's going to be chatting to Sammy. He's going to be flirting. He's going to be giving her the chat that she wants. She's going to go back to the girls. Yeah, I'm doing this with Ron. I've done this. I've had chats with this. Lana's going to be there listening. Then Lana's going to be thinking, oh my God, like, not a chance. Like, I'm not letting this happen. I'm going to go chat to Spencer. Then Spencer's going to be chatting to the boys, telling him that he's had good chats with Lana. Like, this is how it goes. It's crazy, man. You don't understand. Like,
no, guys have the intel. You have the tea.
We have the tea.
You have got it.
Well, we were like one of the first islanders to come out.
So everyone was like, what have you got to say?
Yeah,
I was literally looking at all of your stories. Like, what are they saying? Yeah, what are they saying? What are they saying?
Everybody's asking us the questions. The amount of questions I've got in my DMs right now.
Wow.
It's crazy.
And what's the most asked question? For both of you,
who's
the realist? Zara. I've asked a lot of questions about Zara.
Who's the realist? Like, who do you think's gonna go the long way?
Who do you not actually think's gonna win?
I actually, hand on heart, think Lana and Ron.
Yeah. I think I'm actually going with everyone else,
but I do actually.
I can predict that as well.
Yeah,
I'm rooting for Ron and Lana if Ron doesn't mess it up with Lana with the Sammy situation.
Yeah, I just felt like screaming at the TV yesterday. I was like, Ron.
Well, look, I'm going to remember your predictions, guys. Thank you so much for joining me on the show.
Appreciate it.
And I'll be back next week with more gossip. See you there.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.